Hi, thanks for watching ArcCast. My name is Denny Boynton, your host for today, and I'm joined in the studios at TechEd 2009 today with David Hill, the Microsoft architect. David, thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Pleasure.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do at Microsoft?
So I'm an architect in the Patterns and Practices team, and our team mission is to provide guidance to developers building solutions on the Microsoft.NET platform. So we cover a wide range of things, different applications, from web applications to service applications, rich client, mobile applications. We cover quite a range of things.
So you run the gamut of platforms.
We do.
Provide some prescriptive guidance so developers, architects can make good decisions, basically.
Exactly that.
Okay.
And how to stitch all of the stuff that we have in the platform together so that you can build really compelling applications.
Outstanding. So you're here this week. You're delivering this talk tomorrow afternoon.
That's right.
And you're talking about the Application Architecture Guide. So let's start at the beginning. What is the Application Architecture Guide?
So the guide is meant to help developers and architects to make really good architecture and design choices, to choose the right technologies, to choose the right designs, to choose the right patterns, so that they can get their applications together more quickly, with less risk, make their applications ultimately more successful.
Okay, great. Okay, so this is actually version 2 of the guide. The first one was published in 2002.
It was.
What's changed in the last several years?
So there's been quite a lot of changes in a way, but in another way, there hasn't been many changes at all. So if you cast your mind back to 2002, we were all on .NET 1.0. We were trying to figure out what .NET was, what C# was, what VB.NET was, what these XML web services things were. And so the guide was published as a way to help people kind of figure that lot out. But since then, we've had four major releases of the .NET framework.
Right.
There's been lots of new technologies and frameworks and products coming out of Microsoft. The style of the types of applications that people build, the way that they build them, the process that they use, the tools and the frameworks and the technologies that they use, have all changed significantly in the last 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, there's a certain set of fundamental architectural principles that really haven't changed at all. Just really good design practices, separation of concerns, and layering of your application. And those things haven't really changed. The thing that has changed is how do you realize those good practices in your application using this new range of technologies and frameworks that we have.
So you cover the fundamentals, and then you attach those to specific technologies and how those best practices apply in that technology domain.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
so the guide covers the fundamentals piece, and it also tries to map that to the latest types of applications that people are building and the technologies and frameworks, and it tries to draw the connection between those two.
Okay, great. So there are multiple sections to this, and I thought it might be helpful as a preview to the guide. Would you mind stepping through what these different sections are and kind of give us an overview
absolutely.
Of it?
So we wanted the guide. We decided that we wanted the guide to appeal to a pretty wide range of developers and architects. Both, the aspiring architect and the seasoned developer and the seasoned architect. So we structured the guide into four distinct sections. The first section talks about the fundamentals, and in there we talk about what is architecture and design, why is it important, what are the benefits of having a good architecture. We talk about some of the key principles behind good architecture. We talk about layering and separation of concerns and don't repeat yourself and some of those things. Then we go on to some of the higher-level architectural patterns, things like having a layered architecture, service-oriented architecture, N-tier kind of architecture. And then to close out that section, we talk about how to weave architecture and design into your development process.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole section is a pretty good introduction to the world of architecture and design for solution development.
So it sounds like the guide really takes architecture from a very high level and then sort of drills down into specifics. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the next section, we get a little bit more specific. Mm-hmm. We talk about how to actually implement the layers of your application, how to implement and design the components inside those layers. This section also talks about the quality attributes, things like performance, reliability, scalability, how to factor those into the design as well. We also talk about the cross-cutting concerns. These are the horizontal pieces of your application, like exception management, configuration management,
okay.
Logging, authentication, authorization, those kind of things. And then we go on to talk about how to design your communication strategy between layers and tiers, and how to deploy that into physical tiers in your organization.
Okay. Are there other sections involved in that, or is that pretty much covered through?
That's kind of the design section.
That's the design part. Okay.
Yeah, and then the section following that is where we get even more specific in terms of the types of applications that people want to build. So people tend to build one of a relatively small number of application types. So they'll build web applications or rich client applications or mobile applications. Now there's infinite variability into the specifics of each application, but what we did with the guide for each one of those, and we identified 8 common application types. We have a chapter on each, so we cover rich client, RIA, Office, SharePoint, services, cloud. I've missed a few.
Mobile.
Service-oriented applications. So SharePoint applications. So for each one of those, we talk about what a canonical architecture kind of looks like, a typical architecture looks like for their application. Okay. We talk about the layers and tiers involved, and we talk about the components. We talk about some of the specific considerations that you'll need to think about when you're building those kind of applications. So hopefully it will give you a good baseline for which to move forward when you're building a real-world application.
So it gives you a baseline, really, is what you're saying? So if I want to see, if I'm looking at it, here's a question for you. Just in that section, as a solutions architect, would it be relatively easy for me to look at, say, a prescriptive type of architecture for a RIA? But also, you mentioned cloud computing, and that's a huge thing here at TechEd this week. Windows Azure? How will that give me the kind of guidance I need to kind of take a look at those and mix and match and figure out what an all-up architecture would look like?
Yep. So a real world application will vary from the kind of canonical, and you might mix and match. I mean, an application ultimately might have a service-oriented back end. It might have a web front end. It might have parts of that area. Applications for certain user segments. Mm-hmm. A real solution will probably mix and match these things or have subtle variations in the way that they put together. So we try to draw some of those parallels, and we try to draw the connections between those.
Okay.
So hopefully it'll give people a pretty good idea of where to start, how to start thinking about designing a good web application or rear application, and then hopefully they can take it from there.
Okay, all right. So we're getting more narrow in scope. Is there more beyond that?
There's one last section, the sets of the appendices, and that really talks about the technologies and frameworks that we have in the Microsoft Development Platform. We have quite a few, and sometimes they overlap. Sometimes you can use the same two different technologies for the same purpose in the same scenario. So sometimes it's a difficult choice choosing the right one. So what we do is we describe the capabilities of those things, and we map them to some of the principles and the patterns that we've outlined in the rest of the guide. So hopefully by reading that piece, you'll be able to make really good decision about the technology that you want to actually go and implement your application.
Okay, outstanding. So we just touched on cloud, and since this is a very new aspect. Mm-hmm. For folks who may be looking for prescriptive guidance for architecture that involves the cloud, I mean, obviously we're very early on with this. Yeah. There are a lot of things that we think we're going to be able to do with this. What does the guide do to address those types of things since we are so early on now?
Yeah, so the cloud chapter is fairly high level. It talks about different types of cloud application. It talks about software as a service style applications and platform as a service kind of cloud platforms that you can go and build on top of. And it also talks about some of the considerations on how you would integrate maybe an on-premises application with an off-premises application.
Sure.
In terms of identity management, data and business process. So it is fairly high level, and there's two reasons for that. One is that we didn't really have enough room in the guide to really do much more than we have.
It's a whole guide in and of itself, isn't it?
It's at least one more, yeah. and secondly, like you say, this is a rapidly evolving space.
Okay.
Now, we actually have another couple of projects that we've kicked off recently on providing that next level of guidance into the cloud. So we have a project that aims to give you guidance on the identity management piece. So how you can have a single sign-on experience between on-premises and off-premises clouds. Geneva is a big part of that, access control services, those kind of things. And we'll be moving on after that to provide guidance on building cloud applications that are scalable, that you can data access guidance for cloud applications, how to model your data and access data, how to integrate their management into your enterprise management system, those kind of things. So the cloud is going to be a big investment area for us going forward. We've kicked off a couple of projects, but there's more to come.
Okay, outstanding. That's really good to hear. I look forward to see how that comes through. So P&P puts together a lot of different guidance packages.
Yep.
How does this one sort of fit in with the other ones that that your group publishes?
So I like to think of the architecture guide as an introduction into the world of P&P. The guide, it covers a lot of ground. It's a fairly chunky guide, but it covers a lot of ground. It gives you a really good, solid foundation to move forward. But we also have a lot more in-depth guidance in P&P. So we have lots of guidance around web applications and lots of guidance around RIA and Smart Client and web service and SharePoint kind of applications. And those more detailed sets of guidance, they include lots of documentation on the patterns, and they typically include code libraries that implement the patterns, and they include reference implementations that show a real-world application that's built around those patterns.
Okay.
So there's lots more detail there. So one way to think of the guide is it's a jumping-off point into that much more detailed guidance. So if you approach the guide with that in mind, then you should be able to naturally evolve to some of the more detailed guidance that we have when it makes sense.
Okay, that's great. Well, I guess the most important question at this point is, when will the guide be available?
So we're very close. We're just going through the final stages of editing and layout. We're going to be sending it to the printers very soon. It's going to be published by MS Press. Be able to get it in a bookstore near you very soon.
Excellent.
The content will also be put up onto MSDN in the Patterns of Practices section on the MSDN library.
Electronic online.
So you'll be able to get at it online. And we're thinking at this point it's looking like late June, early July, it will be available.
Outstanding. So I assume you'll make an announcement on the Patterns and Practices website?
We will, yes. Okay. We have our own dev center on MSDN, and we'll be making a big announcement there.
Okay, so just look for it off of MSDN.
Yep.
Outstanding. David, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Well, that's all for our cast this time. I'm your host, Denny Boyd, and until next time, thank you for watching.